So now let's go ahead and understand the significant limitations of artificial intelligence powered mental health tools. Risk of bias. If the data used to train AI algorithm does not represent diverse population, it can lead to biased and inaccurate results. Complexity. AI powered diagnosis may not take into account the complexity of mental health condition, which can present differently in different people. Lack of personalization. AI powered diagnosis may lead of lack of personalization and empathy, where we say the human touch. Yes, that is one of the myths, or lack of personalization lack of personalization empathy in mental health care, which is an important aspect of successful treatment. So now let's move ahead and understand AI powered patient education. Patient education is integral to healthcare. It enables individuals to understand the medical diagnosis, treatment options, and preventive measures. Informed patients are more likely to adhere to their treatment regimen and achieve better health outcomes. So let's say I am diabetic, and now with an AI-based information, I can just plan my diet, and it helps me monitoring my diet through the application. So it monitors my sugar with the continuous glucose monitoring application, which is connected to my phone. I can monitor my sugars, and accordingly my diet plan changes. So I know which time I can have what food, and it helps me in better monitoring my sugar, maintaining my sugar, and of course it leads to a better clinical outcomes. AI has the potential to play a significant role in patient education by providing personalized and interactive information and guidance to the patient and the caregivers. We just spoke about it, how personalized sugar data is monitored and my personalized diet plan is created, and it guides me to have a low glycemic index foods, which helps me in maintaining a better sugar levels in my blood. So AI powered chatbots are being implemented in various healthcare concerns context, such as diet. I just gave you an example. Smoking cessation, cognitive behavioral therapy. For example, prostate cancer communication assistant chatbot offers clear knowledge of prostate cancer. AI technology can also be applied to rewrite patient education materials into different reading levels. So for example, we may not create a material in various languages, but India, as we know, has multiple languages spoken, written, and read. So an AI technology can help us convert it into multiple different reading levels and the languages for the better understanding of patient. Even the material what is provided, the education material, can be, you know, as per the understanding of the people at a different level. However, there are some challenges and limitations. Yes, there is always challenges and limitations, and here we are to overcome those challenges and limitations. So the first we will talk about the challenges: ensuring the accuracy, reliability, transparency of the information provided by AI, respecting the privacy and the confidentiality of the patient's data, and maintaining a human touch and empathy in the communication. We have already spoken about these challenges and limitations, and also spoken about how we can, you know, empower them. So now let's move ahead to remote healthcare. Remote monitoring. AI can assist in caring for patients remotely by monitoring their vitals through sensors. I spoke about a hospital in Japan where a preventive health checkup is done by robots. A wearable device may allow for constant monitoring of patient and the ability to notice changes that may be less distinguishable by humans. Chatbot therapy. AI can be useful in taking care of old populations. Tools such as environmental and personal sensors can identify person's regular activities and alert the caretaker if a behavior of a major vital is abnormal. Although the technology is useful, there is also discussion about limitations of monitoring in order to respect a person's privacy. Pregnancy management. AI systems can be employed to monitor the health of both the mother and the fetus through wearable device and remote monitoring systems. These tools leverage data from vitals and other metrics to predict and diagnose potential complications early, thereby improving pregnancy outcomes and reducing maternal and infant mortality rates. So real-time prioritization and triage. AI-based descriptive analysis can analyze the patient data, such as symptom, medical history, vitals, to help healthcare professionals to prioritize cases on real-time basis. Integrating AI for prioritization ensures that the most critical cases are treated first. We spoke about how real-time prioritization can help taking care as per the clinical status and later improve the patient's outcome and save lives. Real life examples. Now let's take real life examples. We take example of analytics patients triaging solutions, leveraging AI technologies to enhance efficiency of healthcare systems by scanning incoming medical cases and assessing them for multiple clinical findings. These findings are then prioritized and ensuring that the most urgent cases are routed to the appropriate healthcare professionals in the network, allowing healthcare professionals to address high priority cases faster to improve overall patient care and reduce delay in diagnosis and treatment. By utilizing AI to automate the triage process, analytics solutions help reducing the manual burden on clinicians and manage workflows specifically in emergency areas and radiology areas. The platform also increased health data quality by standardizing medical data imaging, which ensures images are correctly labeled and routed. Patient data analytics. The healthcare analytics solutions can derive insights from clinical data provided to healthcare professionals, recommendations for improving patient care, identifying at-risk populations, and optimizing resource allocation. This approach helps reduce care costs while enhancing patient outcomes through more informed decision making. Now let's talk about ZakiPoint Health, which provides a comprehensive dashboard that is designed to give a transparent view of both the healthcare risk and cost associated with each member. This approach enables tailored intervention to improve healthcare outcomes. The platform leverages predictive analysis to identify cost drivers, risk factors, helping healthcare systems to reduce healthcare risk and achieve cost savings. Now, let's talk about surgical robot. Robot-assisted surgery combines AI and collaborative robots. The tool assists in procedure requiring precision and repetition, such as laparoscopic surgery. These robots can follow predefined movements without fatigue and improving accuracy with high precision. They help in reducing the risk of human error, speeding up recovery times, reducing blood loss, and allow surgeons to perform more complex surgery procedures with high accuracy. The public perception about AI replacing augmenting human healthcare practitioners is a role in educating. So 10 years ago, a costly failure occurred, which set back the use of AI in the field of healthcare system for years, and is still cited by some as an argument against AI implementation in healthcare. So public perception about AI is replacing or augmenting human healthcare professionals. Its role is educating, empowering patients, and its impact on the quality and efficiency of care as well as well-being of health workers are important consideration in determining its adoption and integration. Overall, the AI system is able to provide patients with triage and diagnostic information with level of clinical accuracy and safety comparable to that of human doctors. AI can improve the efficiency and accuracy, but it lacks the human qualities of empathy, intuition, and ethical judgment. The AI can help in diagnostics and routine tasks, but can fall short in decision-making, ethics, empathy, and bias. The future of AI healthcare is collaborative, where AI supplements human healthcare providers. This human-in-the-loop approach can help optimize outcome and reduce error. AI-powered predictive analytics for chronic disease management. Chronic disease are significantly increasing the global health burden. Conditions like cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, respiratory diseases contributed to 75% of worldwide deaths in 2010, rising to 79% in 2020. By 2030, the figure could reach 84%. The effective chronic disease management with AI begins with robust data collection. and integration by gathering comprehensive patient data from various sources such as electronic health record, wearable and patient-reported outcomes, healthcare providers can create a holistic view of patient's health. Successful chronic disease management with AI requires collaboration across the multiple disciplines of healthcare providers, data scientists, engineers, and policy makers to develop and implement relevant AI solutions. Collaborative approach ensures that AI tools are technically sound, clinically relevant, and ethically designed. Collaboration can drive innovation, leading to more effective and comprehensive chronic disease management strategies. Now, let's go ahead and understand AI-powered predictive analytics for chronic disease management. So, privacy and security, regulatory compliance, high-quality data, training, continuous monitoring, and continuous feedback, refined algorithms, and collaboration. They all come together and help us in chronic disease management. So, benefits of AI-powered predictive analysis helps us in early detection. So, AI-powered predictive analysis helps us in early detection of disease. It helps us in predicting disease progression. It helps us in developing the various personalized treatment plans. It helps us in, you know, it benefits in creating personalized interventions, and also it benefits in continuous monitoring of the disease and optimizing resource allocation. So, when we talk about AI-powered predictive analysis in chronic disease management, the benefits are numerous. By early detection of disease, it helps us in prevention and early improvement or an early clinical planning, which improves the patient clinical outcomes. With above benefit, consider following: ensuring privacy and security of patient data. High quality data is critical for effective AI solution. We have spoken about it in a previous slide that how collecting the accurate data is important. The training of healthcare providers and patients on how to use AI tools effectively. Yes, the healthcare providers should be trained enough to use the AI tools effectively and understand the analysis provided by the AI tools. Incorporate remote patient monitoring systems to enhance chronic care management. Establish mechanism for continuous feedback from users to improve AI tools. Yes, to improve anything, the feedback is one of the prior thing to be done. Once we receive the feedback, we improve the AI tools according to the feedback we have received for the better outcomes. It helps us update and refine AI algorithms based on the feedback and improves the performance data. Robotic surgery, a robot-assisted surgery often performed through tiny incisions, allows doctor to perform many types of complex procedure with more precision, flexibility, and control than is possible with traditional procedures. So most often, robotic surgery includes a camera, a vision system, a mechanical arm with tiny surgical instrument attached to them. The surgeon controls the arm while seated in a control center computer, which is called a console. Near the operating table, the vision system provides magnified high-definition 3D view of surgical site. The surgeon who uses the robotic system finds that it can increase precision, flexibility, and control during the operation. The robotic system also allows them to better see the site compared with the traditional surgical methods. Using robotic surgery, surgeons can perform delicate and complex procedure that may be difficult or impossible with other methods. So, Da Vinci surgical system provides surgeon an advanced set of instruments to use in performing robotic-assisted minimal invasive surgery. The Da Vinci system is the most advanced and the oldest platform for minimal invasive surgery available today. Da Vinci system translates the surgeon's hand movements at the console in real-time, bending and rotating the instrument while performing the procedure. The tiny wristed instrument moves like a human hand but with a greater range of motion. The Da Vinci Vision system delivers highly magnified 3D high-definition views of the surgical area. The instrument size makes it possible for surgeons to operate through one or few small incisions. The robotic surgery often is done through tiny openings in the skin and other tissues. This approach is called a minimal invasive surgery. Laparoscopic surgery is also a minimal invasive surgery, which means a smaller incision. Benefits of minimal invasive surgery are fewer complications such as surgical site infections, less pain and blood, a shorter hospital stay, quicker recovery, and small, less noticeable scar. The robotic surgery benefits the patient directly by having the shorter recovery time, as well as indirectly the surgeon has better visualization, leading to more precision surgery. Shorter hospitalization stay. In most of the cases, the patients are discharged on the same day, which also reduces the cost for the patient, the reduced pain, discomfort post-surgery, and also fast recovery time and return to the normal activities. So research and development. Let's look how AI helps us in research and development. Devise and drip comparative effectiveness. AI can evaluate and compare effectiveness of different medical devices or drug by analyzing the clinical outcomes and the patient data. This helps healthcare providers to make more informed choices about the most effective treatments while reducing trial and error in medical interventions. So let's take an example here. Forecon leverages big data analytics and deep learning technology to extract meaningful insights from the images and the videos automatically. It allows users to identify key components and patterns that are most relevant to their specific experimental need. This can be particularly valuable in the fields such as scientific research, medicine, industrial applications, where analyzing visual data is critical to decision making. It reduces the time and the effort required to analyze large data sets and improves the precision and quality of insights. Now, let's move to the telemedicine. Telemedicine or telehealth is the use of digital information, communication, technology such as computers, mobile devices to access healthcare services remotely. This technology enables patients to consult with healthcare providers, receive diagnosis, manage treatment plans, and access educational material without the need for an in-person visit. It attempts to overcome challenges of health service delivery due to time, distance, difficult terrains, enabling cost-effectiveness, better access, and both developed and low- and medium-income countries across the world. Telemedicine can be particularly useful for routine follow-ups, consultation for minor ailments, chronic disease management, and mental health services. Yes, we spoke about telemedicines. We understood by different examples how telemedicine is going to improve and improve the reach of healthcare in the rural area or inaccessible or difficult terrains. It has a special role during the emergencies like earthquakes, floods, and pandemic situations. Additionally, a longer lifespan and associated rising incidence of chronic disease have increased care demand and complexity, necessitating the longer interactions between the patients and the providers, as well as among providers, and thereby increasing the need for telehealthcare support. Essentially, the telemedicine is all about bringing healthcare to the patients wherever they are, whenever they want it, at a convenience and accessible rates. So now let's see schematic telemedicine architecture. So in the given diagram, you say that the patient using the smartphone, wearable devices, web cameras can get an access through the sensors and provide the data to the consultant through the cloud infrastructure, and the primary physician can get connected to the patient. He can evaluate the clinical condition of the patient and then later guide the patient for ICU requirement, hospital requirement, and also provide emergency alert and response system and provide ambulance and clinical staff. This I have given an example about a case where a wearable device saved a person's life who was unresponsive at his residence, and his wearable devices sent data to his primary healthcare physician, who later provided the ambulance and the patient could be recovered and saved. So this small device can help save lives of the patient. So now let's understand the telemedicine system components. The telemedicine system components is divided into patient app, the health provider app, health care admin app, and the cloud infrastructure, communication interfaces, electronic health records, payment gateways, cyber security measures, interoperability, and emergency systems. So now let's understand patient application. The patient application has a profile management, appointment scheduling system, medical record upload and download system. It has a communication interface where patient can chat with the doctor, see the doctor. There can be a video consultation by the doctor. In a profile management, he first registers himself. He adds his basic clinical information, and then as the bot helps scheduling the appointment and also uploading and downloading the appointment details or medical records. Healthcare providers app has the profile management, appointment management, access to electronic data records and communication interface. So in healthcare providers, the doctors or the nurses can review the patient's profile here. They can approve the appointment, they can confirm the appointment, they can reschedule the appointment, they can cancel the appointment, and the message is sent to the patient directly. They can access the electronic records of the patient and review the clinical condition of the patient through the laboratory test and diagnostic test. Then they can communicate with the patient, understand, do a video consultation with the patient. The healthcare admin app includes the permission management, the data analytics, and the system maintenance. So this part of the app has a lot of permission management. So what access has to be given to the doctor, what privileges have to be given to the patient, what privileges are to be given to the required people accessing that particular app is decided by healthcare administrator. So later that healthcare administrator also analyzes the data through the data collected. It is an auto analytics of the data, and also the system maintenance is monitored by healthcare admin app. Cloud infrastructure here secures the storage, data processing, compliance with the regulatory standards, and communication interfaces. As we spoke before also, video conferencing tools, secure messaging and chat systems are part of it. Electronic health record, digitalized patient medical records, integration with AI and advanced analysis are part of electronic health records, which are displayed while the patient is connected to the doctor, which helps in better understanding the patient's clinical records and accessible to the patient's clinical records. The payment gateways, of course, after the consultation is done or before the consultation is done, the fees are paid through digital payment gateways, which is also part of the telemedicine application system. The cyber security measures include the encryption and the data protection protocols. Interoperability, integration with other healthcare systems or IoT devices for remote monitoring. Yes, we have spoken enough about IoT devices, how they monitor a patient's condition and how that data can be summarized and sent to the doctor, which helps them in better monitoring of the patient and treating the patient accordingly. The emergency system, we have spoken about it, how the emergency system has the alarm, which basically alerts the doctors or the healthcare centers, which can come to a rescue of the patient and improve the clinical outcomes of the patient. Now, AI integration in telemedicine, let's do further understand it. The shortage of healthcare staff can be addressed through the utilization of machine learning and AI in telehealth. So it will help us. We don't need enough staff. So the inaccessibility of the staff in certain areas, it all can be taken care by AI integration in telemedicine. The AI-powered telehealth technologies enable human medical specialists to save time by reducing the need of constant patient monitoring and facilities of healthcare consultation and personalized visits. Cognitive computing powered system effectively process and interpret incoming health related signals while engaging in conversation with the patients regarding minor or routine issues such as health self-assessment and checks. AI technologies enable protect proactive interventions and predicts potential health complications and optimizes resource allocation. Geographical constraints, we spoke about it before, become irrelevant as personalized care reaches patients wherever they are. Remote access to medical conditions saves valuable time for both patients and doctors. Patients, particularly elderly patients, can consult with healthcare professionals or AI-driven virtual healthcare assistants without in-person visits to healthcare, reducing the risk of infection. Telehealth and AI integration enables remote monitoring of patients, allowing proactive healthcare interventions and timely detection of potential health issues. The scalability of telehealth services supported by autonomous AI algorithm ensures that a larger population can receive quality care, even in areas with limited healthcare resources. Through telehealth platforms, medical knowledge and expertise can be shared, assessed by healthcare professionals worldwide, promoting collaboration and knowledge exchange. Triaging is segregating the patient as per the clinical condition and requirement of the patient. Currently, it is done manually, but AI-based virtual triage system analyzes the symptoms and the patient data to prioritize case based on the urgency, ensuring timely care for patients with critical condition. So current what is done manually, similar way the AI helps us doing the same thing through the technology, and it helps doing it on time more efficiently, and also puts less burden on the healthcare workers. So efficient allocation of resources optimizes healthcare provider workflows. It facilitates reduced wait times and enhances patient satisfaction. So remote monitoring. AI-powered devices and wearable collect real-time patient data like the patient's heart rate, the blood pressure, the glucose level, the ECG signals, and transport it to the healthcare professional for analysis. It proactively intervenes and creates personalized care plans for the patient by collecting the clinical symptoms of the patient. It facilitates early detection of the clinical condition and timely intervention. It reduces need for frequent in-person visits, providing convenience for the patients and reducing the cost. Medical imaging analysis help analyze the medical images such as the X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans. We spoke about teleradiology, how AI algorithms help us transforming the images to the other person sitting in other part of the world and provide a second opinion. The AI also in itself analyzes the data, compares it with the predictor and predicts the disease, which helps us in early detection of disease and improving the patient outcomes by treating the patient symptom quite early. The assisted radiologist in making accurate. So it assists radiologist in making accurate diagnosis. So when AI predicts, it can be cross-verified by the current, by the human radiologist, and then provide a collated report, as we spoke in our previous slide. Accelerates the diagnostic processes, leading to faster treatment decisions and efficiency of radiology, enhances the efficiency and enables them to serve more patients. So AI healthcare in chatbots and virtual assistants. We spoke about the chatbots and the virtual assistant and how it helps improve the patient assessment, engagement, access to information, and overall patient satisfaction. Administrative tasks like billing, managing patient records, analyzing the patient data, improving managing the healthcare staff, everything can be done with a minimal error or minimizing the error through administrative based AI technology. The language translation, which currently is the barrier, we understand India speaks multiple languages, and the application like language translation helps us to connect to the people in the different cities of country by using their language, overcome the language barrier by the translation chatbots. Personalized treatment plans can be made by analyzing patient data, which can help create customized treatment plans tailored to individual needs and improving outcomes. Predictive analytics can predict potential health issues, and by analyzing the patterns in patient data, allowing early intervention and preventive care. Virtual health assistants like chatbots can provide patients with information, answers, questions, schedule appointments, and improve accessibility and convenience. The benefits of AI integration in telehealth is it improves the access to healthcare, cost-effective care, enhanced patient monitoring, early diagnosis, personalized healthcare, resource utilization, predictive analysis, improved patient engagement, language accessibility, and enhanced data security. So now let's move ahead and see few hospital management applications. Scheduling and appointment management. In AI-powered systems can optimize appointment scheduling, reducing no-shows. We saw this in the previous example where how a scheduling appointment management system can reduce the no-shows by rescheduling the appointment, canceling the appointment as per the patient's convenience, and also by the provider, healthcare provider's convenience. They can set reminders for the appointment, ensure better adherence to the appointments. Patient medical record system can automate the organization completely. It updates and retrieval of the healthcare records make it easier for health professionals as well as patients for quick information and accessible, accurate information at their fingertips. Billing and coding, it helps reducing the fraud cases, fraudulence, by accurately categorizing medical procedures and treatments, reducing error, and also speeding up the billing process. So algorithm can help assist in medical billing and coding and also help reducing the fraudulent cases. Claim processing, AI can streamline the insurance claim by automatically verifying and processing claim, reducing the administrative burden. Supply chain management, AI can predict environment, inventory stocks, it can predict the restock levels, it can send messages to the suppliers, and the suppliers or the stock can be delivered at earliest without any human intervention. Staff and workforce management. We saw an application where a biometric is monitored, leaves are sanctioned, and resumes can be shortlisted and scanned through AI-based devices, which helps us in, which saves the time, which ensures the staff hired is as per meeting our criteria of requirement. Patient communication, AI chatbots and virtual assistants can handle routine patient inquiries. So they don't need a person, but an AI chatbot itself can, guide the patient. And wherever the chatbot is not able to guide, it redirects the patient to the person, required person or the required consultant. Data analytics and reporting. AI can analyze vast amounts of data to generate insights and reports, helping the healthcare administrator make informed decisions. See, taking an informed decision in healthcare is very important. It improves the operational efficiency. It reduces the cost. It improves the processes. So data analyzing and reporting plays an important, AI plays an important role in it. Brand management and marketing. We have spoken about how AI helps in targeting the right consumer and helps us marketing our brand to that particular consumer. They show us customized packages as per the comorbidities, they show us required facilities or specialties as per our requirement. Now let's talk about market research. AI can be used to gather competitive intelligence on other hospital or healthcare providers. This data enables hospital to benchmark their services. So we can identify the areas of improvement. We can adapt the changes as per the market landscape or the location. Now let's take an example of MD Analytics operates as a health and pharmaceutical marketing research solutions. The tool offers a wide range of quantitative and qualitative research solutions tailored to each phase of product's life cycle. Fraud detection. We have already spoken about fraud detection. It detects the fraudulent activities such as false claim, overbilling, and helps healthcare organization to minimize their losses and use their resources more efficiently for patient care. Regulatory compliance. AI in healthcare organization stay compliant with the regulations by monitoring and analyzing data, identifying potential compliance issues and suggesting corrective action. Thank you.